You're listening to SBS News. World War One was one of the deadliest conflicts in history, which ended with the signing of an armistice on November 11, 1918. The victorious Allies, including the United States, Britain, France, Italy, and Australia, wanted to ensure a lasting peace, but they also wanted to make Germany pay, as the ABC reported.
The Great War was over. On the 11th of November 1918, an armistice had been signed. They'd left behind the nightmare lands of death and destruction created by 4 years of war. The cost of those years was almost beyond imagination. But somehow, somewhere, that cost would have to be counted, and the defeated would have to pay the price of peace.
So the victors gathered at the Versailles Peace Conference in Paris. The United States, under President Woodrow Wilson, came to France talking peace and wanting the establishment of a League of Nations, the precursor to the United Nations.
The world must be made safe for democracy.
When Wilson went to Europe the first time, the world's heartbeat was with him. In France, they lighted candles in his honor. He was cheered as no conqueror ever was. This, indeed, was a man of peace.
Historian Dr. Malia Hampton from the Australian War Memorial in Canberra says it was an enormously complicated undertaking.
Nobody wants to go back to war, but coming up with a solution to the end of the war is quite complicated. So from January, there is an enormous process of a peace conference that brings delegations from all different countries together, and they look at, they have committees that discuss reparations or the creation of the League of Nations, even international labour legislation, all those sorts of things, and that leads ultimately to the Treaty of Versailles and other treaties and other diplomacy between some of the side nations as well. It's a massive undertaking that it, to even complete it is a massive success.
The Treaty of Versailles, which was signed on June 28, 1919, officially ended the war between Germany and the Allies. It imposed major sanctions on the country, including disarmament, the loss of territory, and the payment of very large reparations to the Allies. Germany hated the treaty, especially Clause 231, known as the War Guilt Clause, which stated that Germany had caused all the loss and damage of the war. Some historians suggest the resentment in Germany helped to fuel the rise of the Nazis. But Dr. Malia Hampton from the Australian War Memorial doesn't subscribe to this thinking.
The Treaty of Versailles came into being and functioned in a certain way, and then a nefarious group of people rose in a country and they took what happened and interpreted it in ways that promoted their fascist ideals. That doesn't necessarily reflect the truth, but a lot of that rumour and the stab in the back theory and Germany never defeated and all that sort of thing comes out of nefarious Nazi propaganda, and we need to be very careful about paying that too much heed.
Australia's Prime Minister at the time, Billy Hughes, attended the conference and signed the treaty on behalf of Australia. He successfully lobbied for the annexing of former German territories to Australia's north.
In the peace conference of 1918, which made the Versailles Treaty, everyone at the conference tried to get something for his country. I fought for a mandate over New Guinea.
Dr. Malia Hampton says Prime Minister Hughes negotiated strongly on behalf of Australia.
The important things for Australia from the Treaty of Versailles were to obtain sovereignty of the nations, the Pacific nations and islands to the north. And he particularly was a really strong advocate for reparations. He wanted Australia to be relieved of its war debt, which was something like £350 million, and he didn't want to pay it. And he wanted Germany as the vanquished to pay it.
She says Billy Hughes also argued in favour of the maintenance of Australia's White Australia policy.
One of their great triumphs was that Hughes got a guarantee that the White Australia policy wouldn't be limited by guarantees to League of Nations countries. So they still wanted to control who was able to enter and depart from Australia in very archaic ways that we don't approve of now.
A century after the signing, Dr. Hampton says international diplomacy is still incredibly difficult and fraught, but works well most of the time.
Diplomacy these days does work pretty well, you know, in many respects, until a country goes a little bit rogue and then wants to change things or ignore treaties or things that have been signed. And that's a dangerous place we live in. If countries are going to do that, do you go back to war to fix it, or do you keep working on your diplomacy? And it involves everybody coming to the table and working together, and that's always going to be the case. So people will never change.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.